Welcome to Trail Mix, where Mary and Jody sort through life's fruits, sweets, and nuts. Mary Tomlinson and Jody Dreyer, who met when their paths crossed as Disney executives, are now advisors, speakers, and authors, and I'm excited to say podcasters. They can't wait to share life stories and experiences, insightful and practical takeaways, encouragement, and you can always count on full-out honesty and lots of laughs along the way. Ready for some Trail Mix? Let's mix it up with Mary and Jody.
Okay, Mary, I'm laughing so hard because we decided, I was saying to you, okay, this makes me so cranky. And all of a sudden we said, let's do a whole podcast about things that make us cranky.
Yeah. And what's really funny is I got started just writing down some stuff that made me cranky and I filled up some pages, which I'm not sure is a good thing, but there are lots of things that make me cranky.
Okay. But we're going to start because I'm all over the place. Like this is going to be so fun. Okay. So let's start with like little just annoying gnat things that make me cranky. And then I have to say I have some pretty intense make me crankies.
Okay.
Okay. That I need, you know, we need to work through. So we'll I'll start with some little ones. I'll do like some of my top ones. Okay. You're going to laugh so hard. Overpackers.
Oh.
Like when you go on a trip with somebody and like somebody will be wheeling up like eight suitcases and you're gone for 4 days.
Yes.
It's like, what could they possibly bring?
Well, they just want choices. That's what I'm told because I have one of those in my family. They want choices.
No, I know. But here's my thing. If you're on a car trip, so I did a cross-country trip to the big wedding. Jay Baron O'Murray got married in Dallas and we drove from South Carolina we packed the car. I mean, we were taking them treasures and goodies. And so the car was packed, but then we put our things in garbage bags, our clothes, so we could pack around them. It was very funny. But I thought
Hatfields and McCoys here.
I know. But I thought if we would have taken some other people with us that would have had like three suitcases, We wouldn't have fitted in the car
for
like two people. I know. So anyway, so overpackers is a big one. Okay, another one, you go on an airplane and people just assume like both armrests are theirs.
Oh.
Like they take up your seat and theirs. And I try to be a giver and say, okay, it's one airplane ride, who cares? But then my mind works overtime. Like, why do they think they got two seats, basically? So I get a little cranky. Okay, and then here's a one. Loud chewing. Like when you can hear people, I can't get it out of my head. And then you start to listen to it. No, am I a bad person? I can't stand it. And then my other one is you get home from the grocery store and you think you've checked your fruit and the top are fine, but then the bottom ones are rotten.
Yes, true.
Like that's, totally
that's
rotten.
And they hide them underneath.
They hide them.
You can see them.
I go back to the store.
Back. That's good. No, you should actually. Most of us just give up. But no, I think you should go back.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, those are a couple of my top ones. Do you have any? Oh, wait, I have one more. That is when you walk by flagpoles and the flag is like wrapped around the American flag around the flagpole.
I think people should check
their flags every day.
You know, I think it's also when it's tattered and torn and just really looking sad. So I would add to that one. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so there you go. How did I do?
You did great. You did great. Those are good. Mine just off the back would be stepping on the scale. I am just never really happy with what that number is. When the GPS is wrong, so you follow it, and you end up in a vacant lot, and it says, you've arrived, and I want to argue with it. I say, no, I haven't. So that makes me cranky. Losing anything. So this is part of my must be organized girl. And losing anything, it makes me cranky because it just takes time. It could take 10 minutes. It could take an hour. And I just think, what a total waste of time to be running around trying to find something. Of course, it's glorious when I find it. And there are sometimes I never find it. But just the fact that I lost it and I have to spend this time.
But does that happen to you much? Because I would think that doesn't happen.
Once or twice a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, once or twice a week. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And usually it's one of these things where I intentionally put it somewhere that I think this is a really good space and I will never forget it. And then, because I just get so busy frankly, the phone. I mean, I lose the phone at least once a week to where I'm having to say to Bill, okay, would you call me? Because I don't know where my phone is. And I just laid it somewhere because I'm preoccupied and I'm busy and I just put the phone down and I can't find it.
And then you're mad at yourself.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Because I'm
it's
an organized,
wasted time.
Right. And see, I'm married to someone who creative mind isn't, you know, like that. So he does it a lot and gets in a routine kind of knowing that's part of the drill.
Yeah.
Like, did I put my keys here?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, but then we started doing a place like this is where you put your keys.
Right.
So that it would always be there. Right. Okay.
So the last one I'll add is very topical. Is what makes me cranky is waiting on hurricanes. And I know our Florida friends this weekend and even into last week were waiting on this hurricane. And both of us remember what that's like living in Florida. There's a funny quote that says, waiting on a hurricane is like being stalked by a turtle. And it's just a very frustrating experience to hear it coming. So I just now, you know, after the weekend, I just pray that everybody's fine. It will have happened by the time this airs. And we're taping it before it happens, but that kind of makes me cranky too and just feels bad for those that are in its
path.
And
you don't want to wish it on anybody else because we, of course, live on the coast now in South Carolina. So you're, okay, is it going to come here? Is it going to go someplace else? So you don't want it to come to you, but you don't want it to go to anybody else. So yeah, that does make you cranky.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Now how about this one that you are going to go... I don't know if you're going to agree or not because you're going to say it makes you seem, I don't know, old and not into technology or something. But how much, I mean, I get cranky with oversharing and too much posting and too much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like people are posting about, you know, like I'm at the grocery store, look at what I'm doing. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
And then the problem is, the things that you do care about and you want to see get lost in just this sea of everything you're doing all day, every day. And it makes me sad for people because it makes me cranky and sad because I think, go live your life. But I guess now, people, that is a part of living your life and it just isn't as much for me. Like, I've never been a big picture taker and I have to capture every moment. I'm too busy or something and I don't even stop to think about it. Like, take a picture of it. So maybe it's just something I'm not into. So then it makes me cranky.
Right. How do they have this much time to do this? No, I think that's an issue. I think that's, and I find as I follow people, there are those that I think almost need to post 2-3 times a day and tell us what they're doing. I just think they probably really need the affirmation from people and the likes, which is also kind of sad. And then there are those that, you know, truly only post, you know, just something where they have something to say or it's a special celebration or something else like that. And it's okay. I mean, it doesn't make me cranky. I just think about there's definitely different people who are sharing. You know, I have one in my family that takes a lot of pictures and shares them. And I almost think, too, it's part of her photo album. You know, we used to have hard pictures. So I think this is just an online photo album. So, you know, I have the opportunity to see all these pictures, which is fabulous. So, some people do it a lot and some people you never hear from. So, yeah.
And it's part of the fun for them. You know, I think for some people it's part of the fun. Like, I want to share this and I guess that isn't for me.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Okay. For me, so hit me with another one.
All right. So for me, I think part of it, I always get down to what are my core values, and the things that make me cranky is when people don't share those core values. And so a couple of mine are responsiveness. And I would say much of the world just it's not very responsive. I mean, you know, you either send out an email and they don't respond for weeks, or you both decide on a due date on something and it's always missed. And so those are the things that make me cranky, because it's really important to me and clearly it's not important to them. And another one of my core values is trustworthiness, and those two then get interconnected. That if I can trust that you will do what you say you will do, then, you know, we're in a good place. But if it's consistently dropped, it just makes me cranky. But I have to realize at the end of the day, it's my core values and it's probably not the other person's core values. So it really is my issue, and I have to manage my own crankiness as it relates to that.
Right. And sometimes it's habits. So if you were either raised, or to your point, it's something that you value, that you say, you know, if I get back to people right away, because that's just how I've always done it, and somebody else isn't in the habit of doing that. So the fact that they would let a couple days go by, they don't even think about it. And
right.
For you, oh my gosh, right. You know, that you would never do that. I've never, now that I'm thinking about what makes me cranky, it is interesting to say, is it something that you really value or you struggle with? Because the next one that I was going to put out there was judging others at what you won't try or don't do. So for instance, you know, people that will sit there and say, I can't believe they're doing this, but then you won't jump in and do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Like what? What's an example?
Well, like I was sitting there thinking, you know, when somebody tries something, let's say creatively, or, you know, so it's like you'll judge what somebody else has put out there, what they write or what they, you know, let's say paint or design or
okay.
something.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah, yeah.
But then you're not willing to ever try it yourself.
Right.
Like I think to that whole thing about a critical spirit.
Right.
And just, and maybe it's me, like I'm insecure about certain things, but when it comes to putting myself out there, I'll try anything, you know, yeah. And a lot of things I'm really bad at. I mean,
right.
Even if you're going out with people, like I know people that'll say, oh, I don't want to go bowling, or I don't want to putt-putt golf because I'm not good at it. Well, it's like you're with a group of people. I mean, you're not
right.
competing
right.
for
exactly.
money. I mean, you're not quitting your day job to go
right.
join, you know, the National Bowling League.
It, right.
This one quote, Nikki Haley, who was the former governor of South Carolina, she had this interesting quote, and she talked about she was at a restaurant and she got a fortune cookie, and she said she has framed this and it's on her desk, and she was glad that she got it early in her career, and it said, winners do what losers don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this
That's
whole
good.
Concept of working harder, jumping in, or
yeah.
that there's people that won't do it, but they'll sit back, even
right.
cleaning up, or, you know, if you're somewhere and afterwards, you know, people are cleaning up and people will sit there and start to tell other people how to do it. And it's like, what
right.
are you, the supervisor?
Right,
you know,
right, right,
and it's
yeah.
a bunch of people pitching in. So
right.
that kind of makes me cranky.
Well, I have one that's sort of similar around judging. Mine was more around people who jump to conclusions around other people, around circumstances, around intentions. And I will raise my hand and say I'm guilty of that too. I mean, we see, you know, the tip of the iceberg, and we are assuming we know exactly what is below the water, and we don't, no matter what it is. I mean, you know, within family, within politics, within religion, I mean, within the world. I mean, pick a topic. And so it makes me cranky when I do it because I realize that I don't know the whole story. And then it makes me cranky because you see that obviously a lot on social media and even on the news of people making statements, jumping to conclusions without knowing the whole story.
Interesting. Well, and we've talked about this before, and I wish I could remember the, you know, who we attributed it to. It was out of an article or something that said it takes 3 seconds to form an initial opinion, and by 7 seconds, you've decided to react. Right. And that's both to people and situations. I mean, think of 3 seconds.
Right.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 1,000. I mean, you've decided.
Right.
I mean, that is like not much time at all.
Right.
And you've completely assessed people or a situation. So maybe what we should do is, I don't know, count to 20 seconds or something before you open your mouth, which is what we're supposed to do anyway. But it is interesting. Well, another one that goes kind of a different way, but I think it then speaks to something bigger, is aggressive drivers make me cranky. People I love aggressive drivers. And you know who you are. I love you, but stop tailgating and you're not on the way to the hospital.
Right.
Like I know this driver's ed teacher that I had used to say, you are not an ambulance driver.
Right.
Like, start there.
Right.
But I also think, having just driven cross country, I really realized this, and it's so completely kind of self-centered. Like, I need to get ahead of it. You know, I need to do what I'm doing and not sort of realizing what's going on around and how dangerous. And you might be okay because you might be a really good driver that can drive aggressively, but you create havoc all around you.
Right.
So, but I think it's true. And this is one of those where I'm pointing at other people, but I'm pointing at myself because I don't take it out as much driving, but I think in life, you know, it's that you get cranky when you're get in the slow line at the grocery store and you get cranky and we just need to take a deep breath. And again, are we on the way to the hospital? Are we ambulance drivers? Like, are we going to get someplace? And who do you sort of run over on the way?
Right.
Like the roadkill that you leave in your wake. And I just feel like nice matters, you know, trying to respect and look at what's going on around you a little
bit. There was a cool list of 7 ways we can be less irritable. So number 1, try to identify the initial source of irritation. Number 2, acknowledge when something is bothering you, even if you think it shouldn't. Number 3, take a few minutes to remind yourself of things that are going well in your life. Number 4,
that's a big one.
Rid yourself of nervous energy. A walk or a workout can help clear your head. 5, find a quiet place to think things over or to disengage from the activity around you. Number 6, this one's funny, drink less caffeine or alcohol. So usually we'd say, let's drink more. And number 7, consider how taking out irritation on others may make them feel. So I think this is really good because, you know, we all get cranky. Peter Jennings had a great quote that said, there will be good days and bad, which means that some days I may be cranky and some days really cranky. So we just have to acknowledge that, you know, there are those. So I think it is this, okay, take a minute, realize that I am irritated and I'm cranky. So, you know, what's the source? You know, acknowledge. So it does make me cranky, you know, kind of take a deep breath, take a walk. I mean, just, but it's, you know, acknowledging it and then dealing with it versus kind of taking it out on other people, which when we do that, when I do that, you know, I just kind of regret because it, you know, it really wasn't their fault.
Right, right. Well, I have one last one that's a true confession. I get cranky when God doesn't do what I want mm-hmm. when I want it done.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But then I have to work through it. So first of all, I always take it out on him because God's a big God. He can take it.
Yep.
So I have to confess it. And I always end up kind of laughing with God. And we have some of my greatest really moments are when I'm putting that before him. You know, right. I'm just praying through that. And I realize as I'm doing it, some of the reason is that's really what faith is, right? Mm-hmm. When mm-hmm. it doesn't happen what we want to happen or we're upset about something, I so often look back and those are the times that I'm closest to God because right. I'm, you know, I'm upset that right. about something, you know, right. that... so anyway, that is one that on a more serious note,
yes.
but, back to what you're saying, like I will take it back to him. Like mm-hmm. I'll mm-hmm. go back and I'll spend the time to kind of think through, breathe deep, pray through, okay, what is it that I feel like? And then I try to be thankful when I'm looking in the rearview mirror and realize the very thing I wanted or the timing that I wanted mm-hmm. wouldn't have been best and right. that God really loved me all the way through that and oftentimes right. carried me all the right. way through that.
Right. No, I mean, just read the Psalms. I mean, David was cranky a lot and told God, right. I'm really cranky a lot. There's one other list I want to share because we all, at times, live with cranky people. And this one is from livehappy.com, and it's 5 tactics to cope with cranky people. So just in case we have those in our lives. So the first one is to use a kind or at least a neutral tone. It's tempting to respond to someone in the same cranky tone or voice in which you have been spoken to, but doing so will only make the unpleasant interaction worse. Keep in mind that you're encountering someone at his or her worst, perhaps, time of day, and pause before you respond. So that's a good one. Second one is sort of similar. Try reversing your reaction. So if you want to yell, speak softly. If you want to clench your fists in frustration, release your hands and exhale deeply. The third one, don't take it too personally. It's challenging not to let others' moods affect us personally. If someone snaps at you or speaks to you in a sassy tone or is emotionally distant, it can feel as if you are somehow the cause of the change in the mood. More often than not, others' crankiness is a result of something going on internally or something unrelated to the current interaction. Consider how you feel when you're cranky. Usually it has little to do with the other person. Number 4, break it up with a timeout. Take the crankiness cues as a sign to step back and do something by yourself. Read a book, take a walk. This will prevent you from catching the negative vibes because they are contagious. And number 5, create a crankiness code word. It will be a one-word signal to say, hey, you're being a big cranky now, so I'm going to give you some space. So between Bill and I, we have that. When he starts to be cranky, I call him a gom, which is a grumpy old man. And he may come to me and say, you're being a gall, which is a grumpy old lady. So we do have our code words. And it just, you know, I can say it to him if we're in the midst of a lot of people. I said, you're just being a gom. So, you know, I think those are really good because it's not only about managing our own crankiness, but, you know, sometimes those that we love and are around with family or at work, how do we deal with other cranky people?
And one of the things I found on my list, Mary, was don't try to do anything when you're hangry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're angry and hungry and... Yep. I saw this quote that said, don't you hate it when you're hungry and you go to the kitchen and all you find are ingredients.
Yes.
But it made me think of the ingredients that you might find in your kitchen.
Yeah.
For trail mix.
There you go.
And it could take the edge off.
You're right. That's right. So Maxine says, I am not crabby. The world is extremely irritating. And it can be. It can be. So yes, absolutely. Well, I think one of the all-time solutions to a cranky day is to grab some trail mix, go outside, take a walk, enjoy your trail mix, and don't forget the chocolate.
Or the popcorn. You can find all of our Trail Mix episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. We would love you to rate and give us a review.
And follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Look for Trail Mix Pod with a picture of Trail Mix. To learn more about us, check out our new website, trailmixpod.com.
It was great to have you. Thanks for listening to Trail Mix, sorting through life's fruits, sweets, and nuts. Keep mixing it up. And remember, life is nuts. So don't forget the chocolate
or the popcorn.